You're welcome to Glow Music and to this Bethel Encounter message. Bethel Encounter is an afternoon prayer session set by the direction of God. It is targeted at gospel music servants and lovers, that is, singers, instrumentalists, music directors, music pastors, and key stakeholders in the music aspect of kingdom service. As believers, and especially as ministers of God in music, please be encouraged to participate in all these prayer sessions every week according to God's direction. Please stay tuned to this message.
We give God praise for this day. We are here to pray as our custom is. And Scripture says that pray without ceasing. It's our duty to pray whether we feel like it or not. In all things, we are to give thanks unto the Lord. And that is an act of faith. So regardless of the circumstance, it's our duty to pray. It's our duty to lift up thanksgiving unto the Lord. Why is it a step of faith? As we thank the Lord, as we keep praying, He will always continue to perfect everything that concerns us. And so I encourage each and every one of us music servants to continue to engage in prayer, daily prayer, as we go through our Bethel encounters. See it as a personal prayer time with God. And as you take it serious, God Himself will continue to unravel His wonder works or His wondrous works in your life.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Now, today we are here to pray concerning what we've been studying on. Let's remember that our monthly theme is focused on Jesus. The theme from the theme scripture, Matthew chapter 6, verse 22, which says that the light of the body is the eye, and if therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. Throughout the year, no matter what we go through, we ought to keep our eyes focused on Jesus. He's the author and the finisher of our faith. And so as we walk with Him, with our eyes fixed on Him throughout the year, by the close of the year, we'll have tremendous testimonies to share of the goodness of the Lord. Now, our opening scriptures for today, and the theme is the anointing my teacher. That's the second part. The opening scriptures for today, Isaiah chapter 33, verse 6, and wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of thy times and strength of salvation. The fear of the Lord is his treasure. Wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of thy times. And we've learned from our previous session that wisdom and knowledge are very important. Now, Hosea chapter 4, verse 6, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I also reject thee. And thou shalt be no priest to me. Seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I'll also forget thy children. Knowledge is a requirement for effective ministry. God requires it that we have knowledge, and without knowledge, our ministry shall not prosper. He says that He rejects the priest because they have rejected knowledge. We are supposed to have the word of God. There's this scripture, I think it's in Joshua chapter 1. This book of the law shall not depart from thy mouth. And we are supposed to meditate, I think it's Joshua 1:8. We are supposed to meditate upon it day and night. And do therein what has been commanded, and our ways shall be prosperous. And then also Psalm 1, we know about being planted by the river of living water, bearing our fruit in season. And our delight must be in the word of God. And that is when we shall bear fruit in and out of season. You can say that, oh, Pastor, but I've been doing this, continue to do it, and it will bear fruit. You don't bear fruit in one day. There are seasons where you bear fruit. And so when your season is right, you keep bearing fruit at every fruit-bearing season because you keep on abiding in the law of the Lord or the knowledge of God. Now, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. And so you see the benefits of scripture which has been given, and that's why we have to be knowledgeable of God's word. We must know God's word. Now, 2 Timothy 3:17, the continuation says that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. And so to be able to produce good works, left, right, and center, everywhere you go, you must imbibe scripture. You must have knowledge of God's word. And that is how come you'll be able to keep producing good works everywhere you go. And we know concerning Jesus from the book of Acts that he went about doing good. He went about doing good. And we also know from Matthew 5 that our good works must shine, so that those who see it will give praise to our Father in heaven. Good works, and it comes, starts with the imbibing of God's word, or the acquisition of right knowledge, which is the knowledge of God's word. Now, the Holy Spirit teaches us the original intent of God. We are going to go through one example, but even before we do that, from your Sunday school or children's service, remember certain parables. One time, a man was asked that, is this man suffering because he sinned? Is he blind because he had sinned or his parents had sinned? You see, so there are things that we easily take on. Sometimes they are secular ideologies. For instance, when things are not going well, be sad, be have a down face, just go into depression, start blaming yourself for what you have done, and all these things. Some of these ideologies and thoughts, they come from secular mindsets, or they come from the flesh. Some of them come from even the law, an eye for an eye. We say the law of karma. So it means that I must suffer this consequence because of something that I have done. Or if I'm going through a certain suffering, or I'm going through a certain difficulty, it is exactly because of this that I've done or that that I've done. Consequential living or consequential laws. That this for that. So every time there must be something I ought to blame myself for. But Jesus told them that it's not because this man has sinned. It's not because his parents have sinned. But it's for the glory of the Lord to be seen. The Holy Spirit teaches us the original intent of God, because God's ways are higher than our ways. When we try to interpret the things that happen by our human minds, we will end up in destruction. We will end up always making mistakes or getting into errors. But the Lord has his reasons for which everything happens. And when it comes to God, there's no shadow of turning with him. There's no negatives in God. Everything, according to Romans 8:28, works out for our good. And these are the revelations that come by the knowledge of Christ through the Holy Spirit. He teaches us the original intent of God. The original intent of God. When Jesus came, he made a lot of corrections. An example is that if your neighbor slaps you, he said, what, turn your other cheek for a second slap. But according to our flesh and according to the old law, we say no, an eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth. So you see, Jesus corrected that. And so the Holy Spirit reveals to us the original intent of God, which are the words spoken by Christ Jesus. Another one, he said that if we love our neighbors, or we love those who love us, then we are just like the world. He said that our enemies who despise us, we should even love them as well. And he says that the only way the world can know that we are true believers is when we love one another. When it comes to our Father in heaven or our kingdom, the kingdom of Jesus in which we are, the mathematics and physics and chemistries there are very, very different. And that is why we must go for knowledge. You cannot interpret the things of the kingdom of God according to your calculus theories, not according to your accounting or your catering calculations. The dictates of the kingdom of God, they are revealed by the Holy Spirit. That's why we have to know God's word. We must have the knowledge of Him so that we don't keep going into errors. Now, what we are going to read is from Matthew chapter 19, verse 1 to verse 12. And it came to pass that when Jesus had finished this saying, he departed from Galilee and came into the coast of Judea beyond Jordan. And great multitudes followed him, and he healed them there. Praise God. The Pharisees also came unto him, tempting him and saying unto him, is it lawful for a man to put away his wife for every cause? In other words, can I divorce my wife for any reason at all? And he answered and said unto them, have ye not read that he which made them at the beginning made them male and female? And said, for this cause shall a man leave father and mother and shall cleave to his wife, and they twain shall be one flesh. Wherefore, they are no more twain, but one flesh. What therefore God hath joined together, let no man put asunder. They say unto him, why did Moses then command to give a writing of divorcement and to put her away? He saith unto them, Moses, because of the hardness of your hearts, suffered you to put away your wives, but from the beginning it was not so. And I say unto you, whosoever shall put away his wife, except it be for fornication, and shall marry another, committeth adultery. And whoso marrieth her which is put away, doth commit adultery. His disciples say unto him, if the case of the man be so with his wife, it is no good to marry. But he said unto them, all men cannot receive this saying, save they to whom it is given. For there are some eunuchs which were so born from their mother's womb, and there are some eunuchs which were made eunuchs of men, and there be eunuchs which made themselves eunuchs for the kingdom of heaven's sake. He that is able to receive it, let him receive it. Now, the concluding parts of it, they go deeper into other aspects where Jesus saying that it's not given to every man to receive this. That's the verse 11. All men cannot receive save they to whom it is given. That is another section that we'll look at another time. But for the purpose of today's learning and praying, the main text is, in the beginning it was not so. Moses, because of the hardness of your heart, suffered you to put away your wives, but from the beginning, it was not so. So there are laws which, for the sake of man's behavior or interpretation at the time, were instituted. But the original intent of God was not so. And that is why we have to learn scripture according to the teachings of the Holy Spirit or the teachings of Christ. Now, we have to understand that the Holy Spirit reveals to us the mind of Christ. And this mind of Christ is the mind of God. Why is the mind of Christ the mind of God? Read in John chapter 5 verse 30, I can of mine own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just, because I seek not mine own will, but the will of the Father which hath sent me. So any declaration or any teaching of Jesus is straight from the Father, is the original intent of God. And it is the Holy Spirit sent by the Lord Jesus as our comforter. The Holy Spirit, who is the anointing that lives in us, he is the one who teaches us all these things, the revelation of the Holy Spirit. Today we are going to pray that the Spirit of the Lord continue to reveal unto us the original intent of God through his word. By the revelation of the Holy Spirit, sometimes even when you read the old law, the Old Testament, you get to see the mind of God behind the happenings. If you just take it for the text as it is, you will be judgmental. You will be condemning. You will go into depression, condemning yourself and condemning everybody. But when you read it by the interpretation of the Holy Spirit, you get to understand, even when it has not been straight away written there that Jesus has said this, you get to understand by the interpretation of the Holy Spirit the mind or the original intent of God. And then you are able to interpret it rightly. Remember, scripture was written by men who were moved by the Holy Spirit to write them. They were not moved by lecturers or science teachers, but holy men moved by the Holy Spirit, inspired by the Holy Spirit, penned down the scriptures. And so to decode the scriptures, you need the Holy Spirit given unto us through Christ Jesus to decode the scriptures. And that is when the knowledge of God permeates our lives and transforms our lives. Today, our lives will not be the same again because of this revelation about the Holy Spirit. If you haven't given your life to Christ Jesus, just declare after me before we pray any other prayer. You say this after me. Lord Jesus, today I come before you. Please have mercy upon me, a mere sinner standing before you. I surrender my life completely to you today. I repent of my sins. I repent of my old ways. Today, I turn towards you, Lord, that please forgive me of my sins. Bestow upon me your gift of salvation and fill me with your Holy Spirit, that from today I live as your child and I serve you as your servant. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. For every one of us, we are declaring right now, praying that the Holy Spirit will continue to guide us into the Word of God, a Word that transforms our lives, the Word that transforms our businesses, the Word that transforms our minds, the Word that fortifies our minds, that the enemy can never have a foothold in our mind nor attack our minds. The Word of God that healed many, that brought the dead back to life. Let the Holy Spirit continue to reveal this Word. Let every word come alive, come alive, come alive, come alive, come alive, come alive in our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. The same word spoken by Father in heaven created the world, created the earth. By this word, let life permeate our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. By the revelation of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, reveal the word of the Lord in our hearts. Reveal, 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 reveal the original intent of the Lord, the original intent of the King of Kings, the original intent. Ye have an unction of the Holy One and ye know all things. Reveal, 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 reveal. Let the word of God come alive, come alive, come alive, come alive, come alive, come alive, come alive. Come alive in our spirits, come alive. Make a bede bea babu, shake a bede bea zande de bea kaba. Rama maya kaba raba babu, shebede bea. When we are filled with your word, we are bold, for the righteous are bold as a lion. When we are filled with your word, Lord, you said, when we abide in you and your word abides in us, we shall ask what we will and it shall be granted unto us. Lord, let your word come alive, come alive, come alive. Your word that builds faith in us, for faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And when we have faith, every mountain shall be moved. In the name of Jesus, let your word come alive in us, O Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Let's sing a song of worship and bless the name of the Lord.
Of today's session. Our vision as a ministry is to become a global non-denominational music outreach ministry which propagates the gospel of salvation through music to the unsaved and build up the saved through fellowship and scripturally sound music. Join us every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. As you learn every week and pray, your life and ministry will experience transformation in the light of God's word. Amen. Low music. Stand out with God.